Hi, thanks for joining me today. My name's Liam Cavanaugh. I'm a program manager with the Azure Search team, and I'm here to tell you how you can easily enhance your applications through learning and adapting to really improve the overall user experience, help increase engagement, and potentially increase the revenue for your applications as well. We're going to be talking about a topic today called recommendations, and we're going to be using a couple of Azure services. We're going to be using Azure Search, which is a product I work on, as well as some machine learning technologies. So we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about how we can easily integrate this into your search-based applications. So let's talk a little bit about recommendations and what they are. Really, recommendations are just a method for increasing visibility to additional items in your catalog. So this may be if you're searching for some item, you might want to recommend other frequently bought items together. And the way that you do this is through user activity. So if you are logging all of your user activity, looking at the item, logging the items that they have been looking at, putting them together, we can use this technique called recommendations to create ideas such as frequently bought together, where you've probably gone to an e-commerce site, a retail site, and looked at an item and it suggested frequently bought together items. This is all based on users' past behavior. Or you can use this technique to identify groups or types of users. So if you can say a user's coming in and they kind of fit into this category, then you can suggest items based on other similar users to them. And this is incredibly simple, and I want to spend the next few minutes kind of going through this in more detail. But to give you an idea of what this looks like, this is the Microsoft Movie Store. As you can see, search is pretty prevalent. It's a very natural way for you to interact, to find movie videos that you might want to watch and stream. But then when you search for an item and you start looking at the results, this idea of recommendation starts coming in. So if I'm looking at this and I go, oh, I've seen this movie, well, it's a much better user experience if I can see other similar items that I might be interested in. Once again, all based on users' past behavior. Or it could be to help upsell. I'm introducing additional items from my catalog. So if I'm interested in watching this movie, I might also be interested in downloading or purchasing these other movies that we see here. But this is not just used in e-commerce and retail. There's all kinds of other sites and places where you might do it. Really, it comes down to almost anywhere where you use search within your applications, recommendations is probably going to be very realistic. Think about a support forum where your users are looking through a knowledge base or looking for answers to questions. Maybe if one wasn't quite the right answer, being able to recommend other similar answers might be a good way to help them navigate to find what they're looking for. This idea of media search, looking through news articles, other things, being able to identify that and promote additional items is a great way of increasing the engagement in your applications. So there's two technologies today that we're going to walk through and show how to use. The first one is Azure Search. This is a developer-based service, is a search as a service. Our goal is to make it really easy to build a great search experience into applications. And you don't have to be an expert in the area of search. So we try to simplify this to build that search experience. The second half of this is recommendations. Azure Machine Learning has a recommendations API, very simple to use. I can either use their UI to upload this user content, this user web blog data, or I can use a .NET API to programmatically update and refresh my recommendations. And we're going to be looking at both of those. By the way, this is the link where you can go to actually see the UI to manage your recommendations. So let's take a look at a demo. What we're going to do is we're going to do kind of a smaller version of what we saw from the movie store. What we're going to do is we're going to create a really simple search application that allows me to search for movies. As you can see here is an example where I'm searching for Star Wars. This data set that I have is from grouplens.org, and it's really great because it has over 10,000 movies from up to around the year 2012. So it allows me to really see this information. And they also have user logs, so you know, user activity on these movies, so people who have watched various different movies. And we're going to use both of those here today. Now, the ultimate is that once I click on a movie, I want to see potential recommendations that if I've watched Star Wars, here are some other ones that I might also be interested in. So if you're interested, all of the things that I'm going to be showing you today are right here, and we'll include these links as well so that you can actually learn about it and actually try it for yourself. So let's get started. What I'm going to do is I'm going to switch over to the Azure portal, and I've previously created an Azure search service. The purpose of today is not to show you how to create a search service or get content into that. We'll include some links on where you can go to learn that. But what I have done is I've created a movie index, the index being the place or the container for that movie data that I receive from GroupLens. And you can see over here for this movie index, I have quite a few different fields. So I have the ID, the title of the movie, the Spanish version title, a URL to the thumbnail, the ratings, a collection of actors that are participating in that movie, genres, all these things that I need to be able to effectively search, filter, and facet or refine those results. And if we go in here and just tie a few quick queries just to give you an idea of what it looks like, what I can do is I can do things like search for the movie Matrix and bring back the result. And we can see here the JSON content that comes back. Of course, we have the Matrix is the best hit. If we keep going down, there's a number of other different movies. I can add in things like, for example, and facet on the actor tags. So I can bring back not only the list of movies, but also all of the different actors that have been part of some of those movies. So we can see Clayton Watson has been in three of these. I can see Keanu Reeves has been in three of the results that come back. So you can kind of see how we could use that to filter and facet the results. But just as interesting, one of the things we can do is, there's that movie is called Casablanca. And let's see if I can type this in here. I don't know if you can kind of see here, but I completely misspelled that word. I did Casablanca. And if I search for that, I can still get results. And the reason why is because through this search technology, we can do really advanced things like phonetic search, doing searches and finding results of words that sound phonetically similar, sound similar to what I just typed. So even if I do a completely bad misspelling, somebody told me about this movie called Casablanca, and you go and type it in, still being able to find the results. So it's really, really effective. The other thing that I want you to note here is that every single movie in my search index has a unique identifier. It has an ID, and we're going to use that because that is what we're going to be passing on to the recommendation service. So enough of that for now. Let's go on to the next step and talk about all of the different logging information that we're going to need. Another nice feature of Azure Search is this search traffic analytics. And what this does is it allows you to turn on logging of optionally all of the operations that go against your search service. So this means all of the searches, all of the indexes, all of the activity in your search service, as well as the metrics. So this is the aggregated information, number of queries per second, latency, things like that. So you can really analyze this. And in fact, you can actually look at this in Power BI if you want to. But the main one we're interested in is this operation logs. And what I did previous to this is I simulated around 650,000 requests to my search service, which have all been logged to this account. And in fact, if I actually go and open up here, you'll see here in my storage account that we have the folder, the container, and then if we go down, for my search service, it breaks it down by year, month, day, hour, and minute. And in fact, if I actually choose one of them here, we can see here is one particular operation log that has been logged. It's around 125 megabytes in size, so a lot of operations. And if I actually open this up and take a look at it, we can see one example where we have, here's a single operation in JSON format. We can see this was a request to get from the movie index, specifically document ID 7361. So this indicated that somebody was interested in that movie, and I appended into this a unique identifier for that user. Now, you may not always have a user ID. Sometimes you might have some sort of session or cookie or some sort of code that you can use to identify at least a session. So that can be useful as well. So what we really need to be able to extract here is the unique movie ID as well as the user. And we can see here for this particular request, it was pretty quick. It was around 64 milliseconds to get that response back. So all I need to do is just process those logs and put it into a comma separated where I have the user as well as the movies that they watched, they downloaded, they purchased, or whatever is important to you to identify interested in an item. And I just extracted this. Once again, you can download the code for parsing this if you want from that GitHub site that I'll share in the links. And then also I just need another CSV file that identifies the ID of that movie as well as maybe a description so that the recommendation service can bring me back some information and the type, whether it was maybe a movie, maybe it was a song, maybe it was some other piece of information. So those are the bare minimum pieces of information we need to provide to the recommendation service. So let's go and take a look at that now. So the next step is remember recommendations.azurewebsite.net. I've already created one and we'll look at that in a minute. But let's just create a test recommendation here. And I'm gonna add this in. And so as we can see here, we've created the project. Now I just need to add in those two files. I need to add in the movie CSV. That was the list of all of the movies along with their IDs. So we'll choose that, import that. And next I'm going to import that user activity. Add in that, I'll click on browse for file and I'll choose the usage file and import that. This is going to take a few more seconds just because this has 680,000 items that users have looked at. So it's going to bring that in, process that file, make sure it's in the right format so that we can start creating the build for the recommendation. So we have those two files, we're ready to go. We're ready to create some recommendations. Create a new build. And there's multiple different types of recommendations you do. Luckily, this first one in the list here is what we want, recommendation. So I'm going to go out and click on build. So we'll get that started. So what's going to happen now is this Azure ML Recommendation API is going to start the process of generating recommendations based on those two files. And the nice part is that this doesn't have to be a one-time thing. You can keep updating it with new information based on your latest user information. So while that's processing, let me go back to the project and look at one that I had previously created. So I created one called Movies here. You can see it completed that build. And we can visually look at this. Keep in mind, you can do this completely all in .NET if you want to as well. The visualization allows you to do it pretty straightforward. So we can see here is a bunch of different movies. So for example, if I choose Edward Scissorhands, we can see here, here are some recommendations that come back for that particular movie. We can see Sleepy Hollow, Nightmare Before Christmas. And then also, you can even get more advanced. You can say, you know what, they were also interested in this movie called The Gods Must Be Crazy. So you can throw in multiple items, and then based on those two factors, we can give completely different results. So we've done everything that we need to get and build out this recommendations. So let's just jump in, do a little JavaScript coding, and see if we can build a website to visualize this. So what I have here, really simple bootstrap template. The only thing that I've added is this search box here. You can see it doesn't really do anything yet. It just has a search box that allows me to type in text. I'm going to go over and add in some JavaScript code. So we're going to add in a function called execute search. And what it's going to do is every time you type in a letter into that search box, it's going to make a request to here. And it's going to take whatever was in that box, and it's going to create an Azure search query. So we can see here it's calling that search service we were just looking at, the movies index. We're going to limit the results to 12. I'm limiting, so I'm only interested in a couple of fields. I don't have to bring it back all of it, and pass in the query. And then all I do is then for each of the results, using an Ajax call here, just loop through the results so that you can then parse it and then visualize it. And in fact, the URL just is going to be coming back and bringing in as well. So let's save that, reload the page. Let's give it a try. So I can type something like Star Wars, and we can see we're already bringing back the information. If we bring up Matrix or that really badly spelled Casablanca. You know, we can still get the right results regardless of what I'm typing. So that's the Azure search part. Now let's go in and add in the Azure ML recommendations part of this as well. So I have one more thing here. And what I have is whenever they click on a movie, so you can see here, I have a call to actually open up, oh, here it is, Ahref. I'm going to make it so that it calls this function open movie details whenever they click on one of those thumbnails. And all this does is makes a call to the recommendation service. You'll notice this model ID here completely maps to what we were looking at over here. So if we go up here, we have the under the project, we have the model ID. So it's calling this one right here that was already generated. And based on whatever item they chose, we get up to five responses back. I limited it to five. I'm going to iterate through the results and then visualize that. So I'm going to save that, reload this page, and let's give it a try again. So let's try the matrix. And if I click on one of these movies here, it's going to make a call to the recommendation service and bring back potential recommendations. If we did the exact same one we were looking at before, Edward Scissorhands, look at that, we would get the exact same items that we were just looking at before. So this is how you can very easily add potential recommendations, additional items to your content to really expose your users to additional items. I hope you found this interesting. Like I said, all of the things that you need to do this as well as the demonstration can be found on the GitHub site that we're going to be sharing below. Thank you very much for your time.